Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're cutting through the noise on a single molecule that is just so fundamental to your energy, to your focus, vitamin B12. We've got a whole stack of material here, all aimed at helping you, the listener, finally solve this B12 puzzle. And it goes, you know, way deeper than just it gives you energy.
It really does.
Okay, let's unpack this because, I mean, B12 gets treated like this generic booster. But the truth is, if you don't get the chemistry, the different forms, and this is the big one, how your body absorbs it, you could be taking something totally useless.
Yeah.
So our mission today is to give you that shortcut to make sure you're picking the right B12 and, just as important, using the right strategy to get it where it needs to go.
That absorption piece is... it's everything. It's the key differentiator because B12 is, I mean, it's non-negotiable for some of your most basic systems.
Like what specifically?
Well, it's essential for making red blood cells, which, you know, carry oxygen everywhere. And it's a cornerstone for your nervous system, your whole energy metabolism. If you skip these details, you're wasting time and probably money on something your body can't even use.
Okay, so let's start right there. With energy, that's its big reputation. Why do we call B12 the energy MVP? I mean, it seems like every vitamin claims to boost energy. What makes B12 special on a cellular level?
We're talking about the deep engine room of your cells, the mitochondria.
Ah, the little powerhouses. Exactly.
Yeah.
The data is super clear on this. B12 is an absolutely essential cofactor for mitochondrial energy production. Think of your mitochondria like tiny furnaces.
Okay. They're burning food to create your body's energy currency, which is called ATP. B12 is, it's like the specific high-octane additive that makes those reactions run smoothly. Without enough of it, the whole machinery just slows down. The efficiency plummets.
And I'm guessing when that efficiency drops, the symptoms aren't subtle. They're probably things you feel every single day.
Oh, completely. We say fatigue, but it's more than that. The real world symptoms are so much broader. It's that, you know, that grinding tiredness, sure. But it's also that lack of mental clarity. The brain fog.
That feeling where you just can't focus.
Yeah, exactly. And because it supports your nerves, low levels can mean less physical endurance, even mood swings. It's the kind of thing that just makes you feel constantly run down.
And we have to talk about who is most at risk here, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not everybody.
That's a crucial point. B12 is unique. It's found almost exclusively in animal-based foods.
So right away, vegetarians and vegans.
Right. They are immediately flagged as needing a supplement to keep their levels optimal. But it goes beyond diet. Anyone with, say, digestive issues, chronic acid reflux, or people on those acid-blocking meds, they also need to be really careful because their whole absorption system is likely compromised.
That's a perfect transition because that's the biggest point of confusion. You realize you need a supplement, you go to the store, and you see five different bottles. They all say B12, but they have these different chemical names on them. This is where the quality conversation really starts. Here's where it gets really interesting because these forms... they are not the same. They're not interchangeable. We need to know which one is the VIP. Let's break them down. There are three you'll usually see. First up, the powerhouse, the most active form, methylcobalamin.
Okay, and what does active actually mean in this context?
Active means it's bioactive. It's ready to go. It already has what's called a methyl group attached to it, which is this little chemical tag your body uses in, like, thousands of critical processes, DNA synthesis, detoxification.
So you're giving your body a head start.
A huge head start. You're giving it a fast track, ready to use form that bypasses several conversion steps. It's immediately available for your nervous system and for that energy production we were talking about.
Okay, so methylcobalamin is the preferred one, but then you see the other one everywhere. It's usually cheaper. Cyanocobalamin. Why is that one so common if it's not as good?
Cyanocobalamin is popular because it is incredibly stable. And it's very cheap to produce.
So it's good for mass market products, long shelf life. Exactly. But your body has to convert it into an active form, like methylcobalamin, before it can do anything. And here's the kicker. The detail gets glossed over. The cyano part of the name. It's a cyanide molecule.
Wait, hold on. Cyanide? That sounds alarming.
It does, but don't panic. The amount is absolutely tiny. But the point is, your body has to spend energy or resources to get rid of that cyanide component during the conversion. So if you already have issues with detoxification, you're just adding another small burden. It's just not as efficient.
So paying a bit more for methylcobalamin is basically an investment in efficiency. You're not making your body do extra work.
That's the bottom line, yes.
Okay, that's incredibly clear. What about the third one? I see this one less often, but sometimes it's paired with methylcobalamin in the really high-end formulas, adenosylcobalamin.
So adenosylcobalamin has a much more specialized job. While methylcobalamin is sort of the all-rounder for the nervous system, adenosylcobalamin is the main form of B12 found specifically inside the mitochondria.
So it's right there at the furnace.
Right at the furnace. It's critical for the final stages of the Krebs cycle, the central pathway of making energy. So if you're really looking for total energy optimization, combining methylcobalamin with adenosylcobalamin gives you the most comprehensive support.
Got it. If you're shopping, you're looking for that 1-2 punch, methylcobalamin for your brain and nerves, and adenosylcobalamin for the direct cellular fuel.
Precisely. That combination is a true upgrade. It's targeting both brain clarity and that deep cellular vitality.
Okay, so we've nailed the what the best chemical form.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have to talk about the giant hurdle in the road, which is the how. How do you get that beautiful molecule into your system? Because B12 has one of the biggest bottlenecks of any nutrient.
This brings us to absorption. And what's fascinating here is that B12 can't just, you know, float through your stomach lining. It needs a special delivery service, a kind of VIP pass to get in.
And that pass has a name, right? Yep. Intrinsic factor.
Exactly. Intrinsic factor. It's a protein that's made by cells in your stomach. The B12 has to bind to it, like a key in a lock, before it can be absorbed way down in your small intestine.
So if you don't have enough of that key,
if you don't produce enough intrinsic factor, or if your stomach environment isn't right, you could be swallowing huge doses of D12 and, well, absorbing almost nothing.
That seems like a huge problem, especially since I've read that intrinsic factor production goes down as we get older.
It does. It naturally declines with age. But it's not just age. There are autoimmune conditions, like pernicious anemia, that directly attack those cells. And critically, the chronic use of those really common acid-reducing medications, they can hammer the production of intrinsic factor. For a lot of people, that absorption pathway is a massive bottleneck.
So the way you take the supplement suddenly becomes maybe more important than the dose itself.
Yeah.
This is the real pivot point in choosing a quality product.
Yes, this is where you separate the good from the great.
The materials we have here really highlight that the best methods are the ones that try to just bypass that whole digestive mess entirely.
Right, so let's look at the delivery systems. You have your standard capsules. They're convenient, sure, but they are 100% reliant on your intrinsic factor system working perfectly.
So the riskiest choice for a lot of people.
The riskiest, yes. Then you have the bypass methods, things like liquid drops and sublingual tablets.
The ones that dissolve under your tongue.
Exactly. And that under the tongue, or sublingual absorption, is the secret weapon. It uses all the blood vessels in your mouth to absorb the B12 directly into your bloodstream.
Ah, so it completely skips the stomach and the intrinsic factor step.
It completely bypasses it. It doesn't need that chaperone protein. It's not affected by your stomach acid levels. This is why liquid B12 and sublinguals are so popular and effective, even for people with pretty significant absorption issues.
And you also see sprays, which are similar, right? Easy, fast delivery. Same principle, yeah. Sprays are great for convenience. The consensus is pretty clear. If you are going to invest in a premium form like methylcobalamin, you should pair it with a premium delivery method like a liquid or sublingual to make sure you actually get the benefit.
That makes so much sense. I like the analogy of putting gas in a car with a leaky tank.
That's exactly it. A capsule for someone with absorption issues is the leaky tank. You're putting the fuel in, but it's not getting to the engine. Liquid drox. So that's like an emergency fuel line straight to the engine.
That's an analogy that sticks. Okay, so let's bring this all together. Let's get practical. When you, the listener, are shopping, what's on the high quality checklist?
Yeah.
I've kind of built it as we've been talking. First, you want methylcobalamin, and ideally, it's combined with adenosylcobalamin.
Number one, for sure.
Second, you need a really clean ingredient list. No weird fillers, no artificial colors, no tons of sugar, just the good stuff. Purity and accuracy, absolutely. And third, you need accurate dosing in a format that's easy to use. So we're back to liquid drops or a sublingual tablet.
Okay, so you've found the perfect supplement. Now, what should your expectations be? How do you use it?
This is key. B12 should be seen as foundational support, not a magic bullet. Most people integrate it into their morning routine to get that steady daily energy, better focus, and just overall vitality. It's especially useful for busy people or anyone with those dietary gaps we mentioned.
And this brings us back to that huge misconception. People think B12 is a stimulant.
They really do, and it's so important to clarify this. B12 is not a stimulant. It is not going to give you a caffeine rush. There's no jolt and no crash.
So how should the energy feel?
It works by making your own body's energy system more efficient. So the energy you get should feel clean. It should feel steady and reliable, not forced or jittery. And to get that steady, reliable benefit, all the research points to one thing above everything else: consistency. Consistency is everything. I can't stress that enough. Because B12 is helping your cells work better, they need that support regularly. Taking it every day is so much more effective than taking a huge dose once in a while when you already feel exhausted. It's all about maintenance, not emergency intervention.
So what does this all mean? We started this deep dive wanting to really master B12, and I think we found the path.
I think so. The key takeaways for you are, first, remember that B12 is the fuel supervisor for your cellular engines, the mitochondria. Second, you have to prioritize the active form, methylcobalamin. Understand why those cheaper forms just aren't as good. And third, the delivery method is king. Choose liquid or sublingual to bypass that intrinsic factor hurdle and actually absorb what you're paying for. And when people do that, when they are consistent, the reported benefits are really tangible. They feel clearer mentally. They have more sustained energy through a tough day and just a better sense of overall balance.
Fantastic summary.
And here's a final thought for you to take away, a provocative one. Because B12 is so critical for the myelin sheath, the insulation around your nerves, and it's involved in making neurotransmitters, its importance goes way beyond just physical energy.
Okay.
Optimal B12 levels might not just affect how much energy you have, they might profoundly influence the quality and the stability of your mental state, of your resilience. It could be the thing that allows you to handle the stress of a busy week with more focus and, you know, more mental ease, and that's a benefit worth optimizing for.
That's a powerful way to think about a foundational nutrient. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into B12. We'll catch you next time.